You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here today. Tennessee's basketball team is getting ready for senior night tonight at Thompson Bowling Arena. Coming up on today's show, in segment number one, you will hear from Rick Barnes talking about the way that his team has responded the last couple of weeks, from losing by 17 to Kentucky 2 weeks ago in Lexington to beating the Wildcats 2 weeks later in Knoxville on Saturday by 19 points. Rick Barnes on the way that his team kind of battled through the last couple of weeks and where they are now heading into the final week of the regular season. Tennessee has Mississippi State tonight at home and then a road game against Auburn on Saturday, and that closes out the regular season. Rick Barnes talking about Tennessee, where it is, and I'll give you an update on Tennessee in both polls, the Associated Press and coaches polls, the net ranking, and another honor for Grant Williams. Also, Jordan Bone, was he snubbed with an award? I'll get to that coming up here in the first segment. In segment number two, that will be dedicated to the seniors, the guys who will be honored tonight at Thompson Bowling Arena. You'll hear from Admiral Schofield and Kyle Alexander and Rick Barnes talking about the seniors. Not only those two guys, but also Brad Woodson and Lucas Campbell, who get praise from Rick Barnes and Tennessee's veteran players. That's coming up in the second segment. And segment number three, Jeremy Pruitt. We'll talk about Tennessee getting ready for the start of spring practice. There are new coaches to pay attention to when the Vols hit the practice field on Thursday. We are only 2 days away from Tennessee beginning the spring session. I'll get to that coming up in the third segment of today's show. Locked On Vols, your team every day, 5 days a week, covering what's going on with Tennessee football, basketball, and UT athletics. So with Tennessee's basketball team getting the win against Kentucky, the Vols moved up to number 5 in the Associated Press poll on Monday, and 4th in the coaches poll. Tennessee is tied with Duke for 4th in the coaches poll and 1 spot behind the Blue Devils in the Associated Press poll. In that poll, you have Gonzaga number 1, then Virginia, North Carolina is 3rd, Duke is 4th, Tennessee is 5th. Virginia whipped up on Syracuse on Monday night, so Virginia, team that is ahead of Tennessee, has already taken care of its first game of the week. I should offer this reminder with the polls at this point. They are fun to discuss, and they do create conversation, which is good for me, hosting a podcast and doing a radio show every day. But the polls literally mean nothing for Tennessee and its goals the rest of the way. The polls have nothing to do with NCAA tournament seeding. They will have no effect on where Tennessee is seated, which region Tennessee will play in, and which teams Tennessee will face. The polls don't mean anything. Being number 1 for 4 straight weeks, that was a really big deal, and that creates a lot of attention. I would say, actually, being back in the top 5 is what matters if you're looking for anything right now, because the top 5 is probably on the bottom scroll when they have the updated poll on ESPN, something like that. So the polls don't mean anything in terms of the tournament, which is what Tennessee will be focused on the next couple of weeks, finishing out the regular season, playing in the SEC tournament, and getting ready for the big dance. The rankings that matter more would be the net rankings, which the NCAA provides. Gonzaga is number 1 there, Virginia is 2nd, Duke is 3rd, Tennessee is 4th, Kentucky is 5th, North Carolina is actually 7th in the net ranking. So Tennessee is a top 4 team in the net ranking. If you look at Bracket Matrix, which is essentially a composite of all the different bracket projections out there, Tennessee is a number 1 seed in that projection. Jerry Palm has Tennessee as a number 1 seed at CBS Sports. The latest update I've seen, and it might change today, we'll see, but Joe Lenardi at ESPN had Tennessee as, I believe, the top number 2 seed. So Tennessee is right there, the number 4 or number 5 team most likely as it projects to the NCAA tournament, and Tennessee essentially controls its own destiny there. If Tennessee continues to win basketball games, then it will have a really good chance to be a 1 seed. If Tennessee loses this week, that would negatively affect the chance, or I would say maybe more importantly, loses to Kentucky. If they were to play either that Saturday or Sunday in the SEC tournament, that would play a role because they are so close to one another right now. That would break up the tie with the winner in the SEC tournament being 2-1 against the other. That will likely be the final determination. So the polls are good for conversation. They do create debate back and forth. They do get fans riled up at different schools. But for the goals of Tennessee's basketball team or other teams out there, the polls don't really mean anything. What really matters for Tennessee right now, and has mattered the last couple of weeks, has been Tennessee focusing on itself. And I've said that repeatedly on this show. Rick Barnes has talked about it repeatedly, about focusing on defense, trying to be a better team, being more locked in. Tennessee's veterans have said, yeah, we've struggled at times with being locked in for a full 40 minutes. Rick Barnes on Monday talked about the changes Tennessee made over the last couple of weeks and the improvements that the Vols were able to make, especially on the defensive side. This is Rick Barnes on Monday, and he's fighting through with his voice. That was the case on Saturday, and he was on Monday as well. But here's Rick Barnes talking about some of the changes Tennessee has made the last couple of weeks.
When you get down to it, after the way we had gotten beat at Kentucky, and we saw that we really weren't in positions that we needed to be in, and I do think that the biggest thing, and we've talked about it, we got more of our fight back against LSU down there where we really we worked hard, and then we've been able to continue to build on it because I think our guys realize more than ever they're going to be in close basketball games. They realize how important every possession is, and they're really holding each other responsible. I mean, the communication on the court, the communication in practice, and the accountability part, and that's what it gets down to. If you're going to be great at something, it's going to be when they take onus on it themselves. And they certainly are doing that in the huddles. They're talking about missed assignments, what has to happen and what you have to do. But they really are holding each other more accountable.
And I think that comes back to the veteran experience that Tennessee has, the accountability that Tennessee's players are willing to take on, and the communication that Tennessee has had the last couple of years. I think that has been a big part in the growth of Tennessee's basketball team and the program itself. It starts with the coaching staff and the way they challenge players. And Kyle Alexander is going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. And that's carried over on the court. I don't think that players have a difficult time telling another player or a teammate if he's not doing things the right way or if he needs to do something differently or just if they're seeing something on the court. I don't mean that to sound like a negative within the team at all. I think that's a good thing. Early on, when Rick Barnes was in his early tenure at Tennessee, he talked about trying to get players to be better at communication and the amount of basketball that these guys have played together and the amount of time they've spent together, I think has helped that very important aspect of the team, and that is communication. So Tennessee, the last couple of weeks, the ability it's shown on defense, I think is very encouraging to go from outside the top 50 in KenPom's defensive efficiency ratings to just outside the top 30. Tennessee's played really good defense the last couple of weeks. If that continues this week, that will be a very encouraging sign for Tennessee heading into the postseason next week. Coming up next, those veterans who have helped lead the way. You'll hear from Admiral Schofield. You will hear from Kyle Alexander, and you'll hear from Rick Barnes talking about the seniors and what they have meant for Tennessee's basketball program. It comes and goes very quickly. Tonight will be the final game for those guys at Thompson Bowling Arena, a 9 o'clock tip-off at home against Mississippi State. Hear from them next, right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. If you do have time to rate and review the show, please do so. It's on iTunes. Thanks to everybody who has. If you look at iTunes and see the Locked On Vols podcast, there's a really big number of reviews, and I appreciate that greatly. If you have time to do that, or just spread the word, the show is available on iTunes, of course, Google, Spotify, the third-party apps, and you can play it on your smart speaker at home. Just say, play podcast, Locked On Vols. It's Locked On Vols, your team every day. So in this segment, I want to talk about Tennessee seniors who have obviously made a big impact on Tennessee's program. And I do think that starts with Admiral Schofield, a guy who came in at Tennessee having signed with Donnie Tindall and then sticking with his commitment to UT and deciding to play for Rick Barnes. And his development has been really incredible, going from a guy who looked like he could at least be a good role player for Tennessee. I thought that Admiral would at least be that when I saw him as a freshman at Tennessee, but becoming much more over the last 4 years to being a leader and a guy that makes game-winning shots for Tennessee, the 30-point performance against Gonzaga earlier this season. Before the season began, I had a chance to talk to Admiral. And one thing that had been said a lot about Admiral was that his work ethic was incredible. So that's where the conversation that I had with Admiral began. I asked him where he got his work ethic from. Listen to Admiral Schofield here.
My father, just watching what my father did growing up, and how hard he worked at just, you know, getting up every day at 4:30 in the morning, getting home late at night, still being consistent every day. I mean, to this day, he still does that. So just seeing my father work as hard as he did.
Yeah, how important is your family connection to you and your growth and your development? Correct me if I'm wrong, but after that Georgia game last year when you guys clinched the SEC title, you had a big group there, didn't you, while you were doing your press conference? How important have they been for you?
Oh, they've been very important, very important. They've been my big support group. But honestly, I mean, my family's a little different. Growing up, my parents really, they taught us, but they really threw us out in the fire to really give us that experience. So for me, my parents and my family, they know me well. I don't need much, I guess, constant checkups. But, you know, because they know I stick to what I was taught, stick to how I was raised. But I think the biggest thing is they really just let me grow on my own. I think that's the biggest thing they could have ever done. It was never a forced thing. You know, I mean, the support is there, you know, the parenting is there, but they kind of just let me grow and let me figure it out. And I think that's what really helped me, especially be who I am and be my own person, was that the fact that it just really let me grow.
Compare Admiral Schofield as a junior and now senior at Tennessee to freshman, sophomore at Tennessee. I mean, that's not a lot of time, but in the last 2 or 3 years, how do you think you've grown?
I've grown a lot. I think the main thing I've grown in is understanding how to function in this program and understanding what it really means to be a man, but also what it really means to be a professional. I learned a lot of that from my father, Dickie Simpkins, Rob Lanier, and Coach Bowers. I think those four people really help mold the person that Admiral Schofield is in his senior year than he was in his freshman year. Just a lot more maturity, I would say. A lot more maturity.
Yeah, what does that mean, do you think?
I think it just means, you know, me growing as a player, understanding, you know, being more secure in who I am as a player, being more secure in who I am as a person, but also understanding what it takes to be successful in this game, understanding what it takes to be successful in life, but understanding that a lot of the things that we're being taught here is not just about basketball, it's about how we handle life situations. And coming in young, I didn't understand that, didn't handle that well at all. As I got older, I grew, got more acclimated, and just listened. I think that's the biggest thing, is I listened. I just really listened to what was being said, and I tried to be better every day, and it really helped me grow.
You ever think how it's kind of funny that you didn't commit to Rick Barnes to come to Tennessee? You committed to Donnie Tindall. So that, I mean, the way the road ended up was not how you intended when you chose Tennessee.
It's amazing because, I mean, I prayed on it, really, really did my research. And I really loved the school when I committed here. I was telling Philip Fulmer. I was telling him that Tennessee wasn't even my first choice. Tennessee was my last choice on my list of my five visits I was going to take. But I took Tennessee first, and I wanted to go bottom up. West Virginia was my number one. I really liked Bobby Huggins. Bobby Huggins was my guy. Ended up coming here and committed right away. I didn't take any other visits. I just thought this was always home. I thought this was the place for me. And it hasn't let me down yet. So it's just amazing to see that, you know, just a little bit of faith and understanding really paid off, really did.
Did you waver at all when there was a coaching change?
No, I didn't entertain anything else. I thought about other places. I never, told anybody I was going to leave Tennessee at all. I mean, my plan was always to stay. Just like going through the NBA process, I was always going to stay. I just wanted to finish out my 4 years and leave a legacy here. Help build the program to where it needs to be.
I think it's safe to say that Admiral Schofield has left a legacy at Tennessee, and it's not over. He still has the rest of his senior season to play. We're just talking about senior night tonight, his final home game at Thompson Bowling Arena. But if you think about Tennessee basketball in Admiral Schofield's first season, Tennessee was a 19-loss team. In his first 2 years in Knoxville, Tennessee failed to make the NIT. in his last two seasons, Tennessee will have at least one SEC title. There's a chance for another one. There's a chance for a number one seed. There's a chance for a run at a Final Four and a national championship. And that's not all that matters. Fans are going to remember more than just what this team does or does not accomplish. Fans are going to remember the rise of Tennessee basketball, the four-week run at number one, that game against Gonzaga where Admiral led the way at the end after Grant Williams fouled out in that game, and they needed somebody to step up, and Admiral did it. It's all of those things. I'm going to have a blog post up, if you want to check it out, a little bit later in the day, joshward.blog, but a little bit of a story on Admiral. I'm talking about what you just heard right there, but also Tennessee's head coach talking about Admiral, what Rick Barnes has said about the work that Admiral has put in for Tennessee basketball. He's made quite an impression on Tennessee hoops, and I think he will leave that in Knoxville when he moves on. Admiral's going to be drafted in the NBA, and I think he's going to be on a team next year. It's been really incredible to watch his growth. But not just Admiral, Kyle Alexander, and then guys that are really respected within the program, Lucas Campbell and Brad Woodson. Rick Barnes talked about those guys on Monday when he met with the media, the seniors, and what they've meant to the program, what they've meant to him. This is what Rick Barnes said on Monday, talking about Tennessee's four seniors that will be honored on Tuesday night.
You know, it's pretty simple. I love these guys. When I think of my individual relationship with each one of them, they're all unique in a different way. And I've watched, you know, Kyle really grow from, you know, Coach Lanier used to put out a video of him where he was like a newborn giraffe, hardly could stand up, wobbling all over the place, where he's gotten so much better. And then Admiral, you know, where he started, where overweight, and but a worker, and wanted to go at it with everything that he had. And then you throw in Brad, who was, when we got here, one of the first people that we met and offered him a chance to come and walk on. And Brad would be he's going to be great at whatever he decides to do. And then a couple weeks later, found out that Lucas was on the track team but would rather be on the basketball team, and he came over. And you know, Lucas and Brad's personalities are totally different, but they both have a unique way where arguably you could pick them as captains of this basketball team in the way that they go about doing it day in and day out, and the fact that they're probably respected as much as anybody on the team. And because they just are who they are, they're real, they're authentic, and they have poured everything they've had into this program.
Can you ask any more from a group of college athletes for Rick Barnes to say that they're authentic, that they've poured everything that they have into the program, and Rick Barnes talking about how much he loves those guys? I think it's all genuine. I think everything that you've seen from the Tennessee basketball team and the way they appear to appreciate one another and get along and the chemistry that they have doesn't mean that everything's been perfect along the way, but I don't think that you can ask any more from Tennessee's basketball program. And that includes Kyle Alexander, a guy who Rick Barnes said on Monday he wishes he could have been able to redshirt Kyle his first year. He wasn't really ready to play, but Tennessee needed him to play. Rick, I think, would love to have Kyle for one more season. One, because he could help Tennessee, but also there's room for Kyle to grow. He's going to be a pro basketball player. Is he going to have an opportunity in the NBA? Time's obviously going to tell on that one. But before the season began, looking back at his first 3 years, I asked Kyle about the way that he had developed and Rick Barnes being tough on him, as he is other players as well, but how it helped Kyle. Listen to what Kyle said about growing, developing, and learning from Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes.
I mean, yeah, Coach Barnes is definitely going to criticize you, and you have to use that because, I mean, you're going to go in the film room, and it sucks. I mean, you play if you have a bad game, you really, really don't look forward to the film session the next day, because he will rip you, and he will sit in that film room for 3 hours and come for your head and make you realize that it's not okay. And that's what makes you develop into a great player, is the fact that he's willing to do that to you, even though he loves us to death. Like, he tells me he loves me all the time. And, I mean, for him to be able to do that to you, it shows you that he loves you, because he wants to see the best come out of you. And so, I mean, that's why that's kind of what makes you realize, and kind of what pushes you to be better every single game, is because you know, like, okay, I got to do this for my teammates, I got to do this for me. And if I want to be the great player that he says I can be, and if I came here for those reasons just to be a great basketball player, then I'm going to do these things. And so, I mean, it all kind of comes full circle.
Tennessee senior Kyle Alexander, he will be honored tonight as well. Kyle's had a tough time with foul trouble recently. Some of those calls have been a little ticky-tack. We'll see what happens here the next couple of games. He's still so important for Tennessee, obviously. I mean, he's a starter, and he plays an important defensive role. He can help clean up on the offensive end as well. Kyle has really developed into a player that Tennessee counts on. And think about last year in the NCAA tournament. If Alexander had been able to play in the NCAA tournament game against Loyola Chicago, there's a good chance Tennessee would have won that game. And that was really tough for Kyle to not be able to play. And I don't think people knew how much pain he was dealing with and how much it was affecting his ability to get out there on the floor. He'd love to have another opportunity this year to help Tennessee make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. So it'll be at 9 o'clock tonight, Tennessee against Mississippi State. I hate that it's a 9 o'clock game. I wish that it were at 7. But 9 o'clock at Thompson Bowling Arena, I bet it'll be a great crowd, and I bet there will be a great ovation for the four seniors, Kyle Alexander, Admiral Schofield, Brad Woodson, and Lucas Campbell. This is Locked On Vols. Coming up in the final segment, we'll shift to football with the Vols getting ready to begin spring practice on Thursday. Jeremy Pruitt talks about getting ready for year two. Now he knows the players, he knows more about the program, and he's made some changes as Tennessee's head coach. I'll get to that next right here on Locked On Vols, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you're an NBA fan, NFL fan, check that out with shows for your favorite team or looking at national coverage in the NBA and the NFL. They have great stuff for you with the NFL draft. Locked On Vols is proud to be part of the Locked On Podcast Network. So Tennessee's football team will hit the practice field on Thursday. It's spring number two under head coach Jeremy Pruitt. The focus the last couple of months for Tennessee's football team has been in the weight room with strength coach Craig Fitzgerald, players working on getting bigger, getting stronger, working on athleticism, newcomers working on getting ready for their first spring practice. And for head coach Jeremy Pruitt, there have been changes. He's made changes to the coaching staff. There's a new offensive coordinator. He knows more about his football team as well. Last year, it's a new time for everybody, including Tennessee's head coach. That's something he talked about on the Paul Feinbaum show on Monday afternoon. Tennessee's head coach was a guest there and talked about getting ready for his second spring, now with the experience of being a head coach on the field and knowing more about what he wants to do within his own program. Listen to Jeremy Pruitt talking about getting ready for his second spring and what will be a very important second year in Knoxville.
It's pretty exciting times for everybody associated with our program. This time last year, there was not a lot of familiarity with our roster. So, you know, during the spring, we had guys moving from offense to defense, defense to offense, tight end to running back, just kind of back and forth. But, you know, in the second year, we have a very good idea where everybody needs to start. So we have a plan for the guys that we recruited and the guys that are coming in. So, you know, you would like to see a lot of development when it comes to the players over the course of the next 5 to 6 weeks during spring ball.
Jeremy Pruitt on the Paul Feinbaum show, probably a little more excited than the tone shows there on the show, but I would say that Jeremy Pruitt has more confidence in what he is doing as the head coach. He is now giving play calling duties to Derek Ansley, which has gotten a lot of attention, I'm sure will through the spring and summer months leading up to the start of the year. And of course, Jim Chaney, being the offensive coordinator, will get a lot of talk. What he can do with the offense, what he can do with quarterback Jarrett Garantano, that'll be a focus over the next couple of days as well, leading into spring practice. On Thursday, I'll have a big spring football preview for you, and we'll talk about where this team is physically. Again, the weight room has been the big focus. A guy who has reportedly impressed there is offensive lineman Krzysztof Porogne. He signed in the 2019 class and enrolled early, along with offensive lineman Wanya Morris, who will have a chance to start, I would say, right away as a true freshman. Porogne appears to have had a minor knee injury and had surgery. Pruitt said that he shouldn't be out too long and could return during spring practice. But some news there with Tennessee's offensive lineman Krzysztof Porogne. I think VolQuest reported that on Monday afternoon. So not a big deal expected to be there with Krzysztof Porogne's injury, but they'd rather have him than not have him to start spring practice. They are looking for as much competition as they can possibly find on the offensive line. So the big focus tonight will be Tennessee basketball. The Vols will begin senior night recognition, by the way, at about 8:40. So if you are going to the game, that will start obviously before tip-off, which is at 9 o'clock. So 8:40, according to Tennessee, will be the senior night recognition. And we'll have more basketball, football thoughts for you over the next couple of days. The Lady Vols will play in the SEC tournament on Thursday at noon. It's an 8-9 game, and it looks like a must-win game for the Lady Vols against LSU to try to get into the NCAA tournament. So that's a big focus with UT as well. And tonight, Tennessee plays baseball in Hoover, Alabama against Troy. A win for Tennessee would mean the best start in school history, 13-0, as Tennessee has started to climb into the top 25 of some college baseball polls out there. Tennessee's off to a really good start. The season will be determined by what happens in SEC play, and the SEC in baseball is incredible. It will not be easy, but it's been a really good start for Tennessee, and it could be a historic start with Tennessee's game tonight against Troy. Thanks so much for being here on Locked On Vols. Remember to rate and review the show if you have time. Big thanks to everybody who has done that so far, and keep spreading the word. Tell friends and family, anybody that you think might be interested in the Daily Tennessee podcast, Locked On Vols. My name's Josh Ward. Thanks again for hanging out, and I'll see you here tomorrow.